Two Guys, One Reel Podcast.
G'day everyone, welcome back to Two Guys, One Reel Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin, and today I'm doing a solo review of a Minecraft movie. Don't worry, Anthony, we'll be back. We have so much to cover, and we can't be doing them all the time together, so fortunately sometimes we'll be doing solo ones, which is fine. But with that said, let's get into this.
Where are we? Welcome to the overworld.
I am Steve. Anything you can imagine is possible, as long as it's built out of blocks.
What's this junk?
An ender pearl.
Teleports you to wherever you throw it.
Yeah, right.
And that was the only one I had. No biggie.
A Minecraft movie in cinemas April 3.
So, a Minecraft movie is based off the very famous video game by Mojang, Minecraft, which is a very successful video game for many years and is still growing to this day. So what is a Minecraft movie? What is it about? Is it worth your time? Well, I'm here to tell you, so let's get into it. So the story, or overall sort of genre feel for this, is basically a story of a salesman named Steve, who is played by Jack Black. And he is a salesman who sells doorknobs, and he is just so bored of this mundane world and just wants to get away and just be creative. So, and when he was a kid, he wanted to get into his mind because he just wanted, you know, for adventure. And no kids allowed was the rule of this mine. And so he had to wait till he was an adult. And when he went into his mine. And when he goes into his mine, he does find a orb of dominance and an earth crystal. And then he's quickly figured out when you put them together, it creates this portal to the overworld, which is the Minecraft world. And when he is in this world, he figures out he can create whatever he wants. Creativity is everything in this world. And so he creates this big paradise. And on that one, he was doing it, he meets a companion named Dennis. And on his adventures with Dennis, he comes across this portal, which when it is activated, takes you to the Nether realm, which is the underworld of the Minecraft world, where he meets the villain Malgosha, who is voiced by Rachel House. And along this, when the story goes on, there's other characters that come in, like you meet Garrett, the garbage man Garrison, played by Jason Momoa, his character is basically a 1980s game champion, where he is sort of stuck in this persona of the olden days of being a video game champion and being worshipped in that. So he stays in this sort of mindset, and feels like he's really cool, but he's struggling really with his sort of video game store, and where he just lives in the past there and wants to buy all these video game relics and old systems and Ataris and whatever. And so to keep himself afloat, he goes to the storage auction to try to find these. And yeah, that's where some of the story progresses. And also there's other characters that come in there's two that are siblings, and one is named Henry, who is played by Sebastian Henson, and his sister Natalie, who's played by Emma Myers. They've just come to this town, which is known as Chuglis, which is in Idaho, and they are greeted there by a real estate agent named Dawn, who is played by Danielle Brooks, who in herself wants to have a mobile petting zoo. But Henry and Natalie, they just trying to fit in, and Henry doesn't fit in at school very well, and his sister's trying her hardest to help him out. And that's when Henry runs into Garrett, and Garrett tries to take him on his wing to teach him to be cool, you know, for a price. And so these people come together and things happen, and they just end up on this adventure, funny and quirky adventure into the Minecraft world, which overall is a very well done world. And this movie, which is directed by Jared Hess, who is known for Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre, a bit of history with Jack Black. And so it's a really pretty impressive and well done, and it was just fun. The runtime of this movie is 101 minutes, which, to be honest, it goes like it's a fluid movie. I didn't check my watch, what time is it? Sometimes movies you just feel like, how long's the longer or whatever. No, I didn't get that feeling with this movie. Maybe it's just me with my background. I grew up on games, as most some kids have, and I've played Minecraft. It's really immersed you into that world, and it was really fun. So this movie was a budget of $150 million, and the box office worldwide of a total $134.1 million. That's pretty good. And I heard that it's overtaken Barbie, Five Nights at Freddy's, all that jazz, which is well done. The visual, this is a very visual, engaging movie. Like, it was really well done and bringing you into the world and didn't really take you out of it too much with what was happening within the world. There were some when it goes to the modern world, like the real world and the Minecraft world, which is good. I love that. Made it different and just broke it up a bit, which is really great. But CGI was great. A lot of it, some of it was practical, and which I thought was really well done. I'd watched some behind the scenes stuff, and it's just, yeah, I was impressed at how much was practical, but a lot of it is CGI, of course. But it was just a very well-rounded movie, and the thoughts of the acting was pretty well done. I mean, it's a Jack Black movie. What can you expect? Like, if you're expecting this to be something else, it's not. It's a Jack Black movie, and it's just for kids, and it's a really good kid movie. It's funny, had some good jokes, had a couple adult jokes here and there, not too much. It was really great. So everyone had a chuckle. I went and seen this with my kids. And my youngest, which is two, and my two younger ones, which is 2 and 4. The two-year-old didn't really, well, it was here and there, you know, maybe she's too young, didn't really know what was going on. But the visually, she was okay looking at it, but then she got a little bit bored. But my four-year-old, he was engaged with it visually, was paying attention, wasn't too bored. And my little older ones, they were engaged. They were watching it. They were laughing. They were all that sort of stuff. And as everyone else was in the film, even other adults were chuckling here and there. And it was good. It was a good feel. I didn't feel bored. I felt like I got my money's worth, and it was worth my time to go see this movie, and I'm glad I did, actually. It was a surprise, because when I see the trailer, I was pretty, I was hesitant. I was like, oh, I'll wait for this to come out in streaming services and stuff like that. I don't really want to see it, but then got the opportunity to go. I was like, why not? Go see it. Let's just go see it. Take the kids out, get out of the house, go. And I'm glad I did. I thought it was fun. Like, it took me out through the world into this world, and I wanted to get back into the world, you know? Well, that's what a good movie does, in my opinion. Takes you out of the normal reality and brings you into something that's not, and you kind of forget everything around you. The other characters, like, in an honest opinion, Jason Momoa, his character, I felt was, I don't know, I wasn't grabbing him. He was funny here and there and it was good, but I just think if his character wasn't there, would it really take away? Probably not. I honestly don't think it'll take away anything from it if Jason Momoa's character wasn't there. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been in there, but I just feel like it just wasn't needed. And maybe it was just another plot, little subplot or sub whatever story arc, whatever, to get him in there to, for some reason. No idea why. But it was fun either way. But if you took him out of the film, I don't think it'll change the overall vibe. It'll still be the same, because Jack Black is the big main character, and he is big, and it's really good. It was pretty fun. I don't really have too many negatives. The only negative, I think, it was the Jason Momoa's character, who I felt was just, I don't know, if you've seen Slumberland, like, I recently watched Slumberland, and I thought, not compare, but just see, if it's just me, maybe I just haven't seen any more Jason Momoa movies. Like, I've seen Aquaman and stuff, so, yeah, I don't know. It's just, and you just keep in mind, it's a it's a kids movie, and it's catered for kids, so as long as my kids had a good time, that was all that mattered to me, and I enjoyed it too myself. But overall, as long as your kids have a good time, I think that's what the general idea is, and they did really well. And there is talks of a sequel that is actually underway, apparently, with many articles I've read online. How true they are, who knows, but I'll be surprised if there isn't. Like, I hope there is, because what happens in the Minecraft movie, I felt they could have gone more, and I hope they have another movie, because they need to go more in depth into it. There's other things that can happen, and it's just cool. The villain was pretty good, who's voiced by Rachel House, pretty okay, and all that. And the bad guy, they're pretty well done and all that. So if you've seen the trailer, you know what I sort of talk about. I'm sort of talking like some people who haven't and don't know what to expect, so I'm just giving you my opinion about that. And yeah, it's just an overall good summer, if it's summer where you are, wherever, a good blockbuster to take your kids, get out of the house, and just let them enjoy a good movie that's, you know, something other than Disney. It was good and refreshing, to be honest, to go see this sort of kids movie. So I was pretty impressed, and I'm happy with what I did. I got my money's worth, and yeah, I think you will too. If you get kids that are into this or in that age group that will get it and laugh, they'll enjoy this pretty well. So I recommend taking your kids out and going and seeing it. And yeah, so I give this, there's no official rating so far on the Two Guys, One Real podcast yet, but I don't know what we'll call it. But for now, I'll just give a bit of a number. So I give this an 8 out of 10. In my opinion, it hits, it's enjoyable, It's fun. Yes, it's silly. It's, you know, dumb in certain ways, but it's something you just go and you just have fun. That's all you want is just fun. Not take it seriously. And the movie itself does not take it seriously. It's fun. It's out there. And there's so many Easter eggs. There's so many things. If you're a part of this Minecraft community, you will get it. You will, seriously, you'll laugh. You'll be like, oh yeah, this, and this. And there's cameos of, like, I think streamers and stuff like that, which I didn't see. Well, the other one, there's one with when you see it, you know what I'm talking about. But the other ones I didn't pick up straight away until I did some bit of research for this review, and I seen it and I was like, oh, okay, I didn't really notice. But that's just me. I'm not fully in depth in the community and all that, so I didn't really see it. But if you are, you'll see it and you'll be probably happy about it, which I hope you are. But yeah, well done. And yeah, it was pretty good. I thought it was fun. It surprised me. It just surprised me, that's all it was. So with all that said, thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next one.